Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome, welcome, all my all-in listeners. It is yours truly, Savannah Murphy, and you are listening to All In, where your story is authentically you, brought to you by the one and only Bashani Radio out of New York City. And they're always talking about everything. And you know, here at All In, we're always talking about everything too. So we are a match made in heaven, and I'm so glad to be a part of this network. It has been a big, huge blessing in my life and in so many listeners' lives, because they allow us to have this platform to motivate and inspire others while sharing other people's story and putting a voice to their testimony. Today, we have Radiance Thompson on with us, and she is a person that lives off passion, and she has figured out how to find her calling with a spiritual side in a journey that, she had to go on to figure out where she was going to go and what she was going to find and how she was going to make herself better. And in the midst of that journey, she found her purpose. So Radiance, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Savannah. I truly feel honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. So this is the part of the show where I'll usually introduce my guests, but you know what? No one knows you better than you, and you have such an intricate way of explaining kind of what it is you're doing and what your passion is and who you are and what your life looks like right now. So why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about you and what you're doing and where we're at right now?
Yes. So once again, thank you so much for having me. I am super, super excited to be here. So my name is Radiance, and yes, that is my real name. My parents gave me that name. I apparently look like a glowworm when I came out of my mother, so hence the name Radiance. And I started a business based off of Reiki healing, and I call it Reiki with Radiance by Radiance Thompson, so myself. And what is Reiki? Well, let's backtrack. In the beginning of my journey, I did not know what I wanted to do. I just knew that I was very lost. I was very lost. I had a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression, a lot of self-worth issues. I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself. And I have two daughters. You know, I'm a single mom. I have two daughters. And I just knew that I wanted to show them that life didn't have to be in the way that I was living it. Like, you know, you could pull yourself out of the darkness, and that you didn't have to stay exactly where you are. You didn't have to stay stuck. And at that moment where I was at, I didn't feel like I was being a good example. So I saw this post on Facebook. You know, someone had posted that Reiki could help you feel, you know, better about yourself, have more confidence, more energy, just, you know, just everything that I was not feeling at that moment, that post had. So I was like, okay, I need to figure out how I can get in contact with this person. And, you know, fortunately for me, it was a person that I had known from years back. So there was that comfort level. So I reached out to her, and she gave me a Reiki session. And what Reiki is, it's basically like an energy healing art form. It helps you with, plethora of things, really, whether it be, you know, wanting to have more confidence, wanting to have more peace, you know, relieve some anxiety, relieve some depression. It can also help you on a physical standpoint. Perhaps you have some physical ailments, whether it be like, some chronic pain or diseases. The foundation of Reiki is based on people having these issues because of energy not flowing correctly in your body and causing stress, and then that stress manifesting into a disease. So that's what Reiki is. So I went and I got Reiki for the first time, and I was hooked. I immediately saw a difference in who I was becoming. I saw the world differently. I was feeling better about myself. You know, people said I started to glow more because, like I said, I was like, I had a lot of depression and a lot of anxiety. So, what that does to your body is it takes away your light when you, you know, feel down about yourself, you know? So that light had started to come back within me, but, and just in the first session. So I, like I said, I was hooked and I kept going for over a year, whether it be once a month or twice a month, I just kept going. And there was a huge change in who I became, you know? My depression was so bad that I had to take a leave of absence from my job for 3 months and really just focus on my mental health. And without Reiki, I don't think I would, you know, there's a good chance that I probably wouldn't be here because of how bad I felt about myself.
Wow, that's so powerful.
It was really bad. Because, you know, people don't realize how just one thing could be the game changer. And that was the game changer in my life. So, I went back to work 3 months after that LOA and people were like, you look different. You sound different. You're walking different. You're talking different. Like everything was different. And I attribute that to Reiki. So after that, I kept going for a year and then I had healed myself so much that my own spiritual gifts started to manifest. You know, I was no longer in that state of being, feeling down about myself. I was no longer anxiety ridden. You know, I was no longer, succumbed with depression. So now I started to have spiritual gifts. You know, I started to understand a little bit more about the world around me. I became more conscious. And then, I got my certification in Reiki and, you know, my business kind of just started to change from there. I started to help people with anxiety, depression, and, you know, helping them with confidence. And then people started to realize that their spiritual gifts started to awaken too, you know, because when you're no longer operating from that lower state of being, you start to have a higher sense of self and awareness of your external surroundings. And then all of a sudden things start coming together. So, it's kind of beautiful when I started to notice that the people that started with me coming to me for anxiety now started to have these spiritual gifts awaken within them. And then my business started to focus on really helping people understand how to use their spiritual gifts for not only themselves, but the people around them. So my business started to change in that way. And now I am a Reiki master. I help people understand their gifts, understand their spiritual gifts. I help people. It depends on, you know, where you are on your journey, whether it be in the beginning where you're like, how do I stop getting in my own way? How do I stop holding myself back from my purpose?
Or if you already,
right. That's like one of the biggest things, you know, self-sabotage, not understanding that, hey, I'm my biggest enemy. I'm holding myself back. I'm putting myself in a position where I'm not moving forward. So I work with people when, whether it be they're in that part of their journey or just understanding that, hey, I just want to grow my gift. I want to grow my spirituality. I want to grow my sense of self. How do I do it?
And that's, you know, that's so powerful, you know, that you honestly being authentic right now and you're being so honest about your journey with depression and could really tell you got emotional there because, you know, it lives in you, right? You carry that's part of your story now and that you've, you know, I have so many people probably listening that, you know, always go we talk about spiritual things and God a lot on the show and maybe that's not, you know, their belief or not their faith walk. And that's fine because it's still motivating and inspirational, but also you talk about Reiki and you have some people that are probably like non-believers and things like that. But I urge people, you know, and what I love about, you know, what it is that you do, because we have had a session where she just kind of got to know me and we're going to be working together because I've shared with the listeners too, that I suffer from depression. And, you know, just kind of, you know, you get in these points of your life where you got all these things coming and they could be great things, but you just have a hard time pinpointing where to put your energy and what to do and what not to do. But what a huge thing is that you're, you know, you're putting out there is, you know, all these people in the world that are self-sabotaging, or maybe they've went to counseling. Maybe they've got on drugs for dealing with depression. Maybe they're just lost. And I mean, maybe they're at that point where anything, then why not try something like Reiki? Why not try something, you know, where you can find your gifts? Cause tell me if I'm wrong, Radiance, but do you believe everybody has a gift? Everybody has some sort of empathic, nature to them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it can start as simple as being able to walk into a room and being like, hey, I don't like the way this room feels. I don't like the energy of this room. Or looking at a person like, hey, I don't like their energy. Their energy doesn't sit well with me. That's your gift. It may not speak volumes at that time to you, but that's showing you, that's the entryway of your gift, because we all have that. We all have that. Or, you know, sometimes when you're in maybe a social setting and you look, and it's because, and you look in the direction of someone looking right at you, right? You feel that. You don't have to like intuitively know it at that time what that means, but you feel it and you know it, and your body immediately looks in that direction. It's like, oh, that person was looking at me, and you felt it. That's your gift. And we all have it. We all have what, like that gift, but it's just that we don't necessarily know how to tap into it. Or perhaps we've been told there's something wrong with tapping into some sort of spiritual gifts that you have. You know, perhaps you've been made to feel like it's a curse, or maybe you've been made to feel like only crazy people tap into these gifts. No. These are things that we are all born naturally with. We just have to make a decision to build upon it, to learn more about it, and to also have a little bit of control over it. So that way we can feel a little bit more balanced and at peace with our gift. So absolutely, we all have one.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's no different, right? You know, people work out, people are eating better, choose to eat organically, choose to, you know, eat vegan, whether or not you're, you know, going to counseling, or you're, you know, going to school, or you're doing some training to enrich and better your life, your situation. This is just an avenue to do that. This is just an avenue to understand you, understand your wants, or maybe understand your intuition, your inner voice that tells you things, but maybe we shut it down and we don't listen to it. And you're giving people an opportunity like you got yourself. I mean, taking 3 months, you know, off on your job because you were so far into your depression, that's very serious.
Right.
And you were at a probably a desperation point of something's got to give. And that hurt and that loneliness and being able to find something that pulled you out of it that fast. I mean, that is pretty fast. People do things for years that don't give them a relief or don't show them a change or results, right? You're not going to continue doing something if it doesn't give you results, but you got the results and you went down a path that truly led you into a way to provide for your two daughters, being a single mom.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And also help people around the world. I mean, you're in California, I'm in Michigan, and we've connected.
Right. Right. Right.
How does that kind of make you, how does that make you feel? What is, when you look back on this road, you know, that you've gone along, you know, how does that change your view from, you know, what it was a few years ago prior to being, you know, coming into the realization of Reiki and what it could do for your life?
It actually makes me really emotional when you put it out there like that, because sometimes you're so stuck in the process of making something happen or building something or just, you know, putting all the pieces together. You don't realize how far you've come. So when you put it together just now, it's just like, wow, I actually have come quite a far way. It makes me feel, to be honest, it just makes me feel like I'm actually doing God's work, because if I can make someone know that they don't have to stay stuck in where they're at right now, you know, if I can be that representative to say, hey, you know, it doesn't have to stay this way, you know, And if you can progress and keep on moving, you know, in spite of the obstacles, because life will present obstacles, there will be challenges and there will be some setbacks. Absolutely. But if you can just keep going, you know, there's so much that awaits you. And it just makes me feel like I'm finally living in my purpose, because, you know, it's one of those things where you just kind of, I searched for my purpose for such a long time. You know, I did MLM, I did health coaching, and none of them made me feel the way I feel when I see someone pulled out of a state of, I don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know who I am. I don't know if I'm, you know, supposed to be here. You know, life hurts right now. When I see someone move forward from that and know it's because of what I'm doing, it's one of the best feelings in the world, because I've been there and I know how that feels. And I know it can feel like you are drowning. I know how it feels to drown, but it's like Recky just gave me that oxygen, and I've been, I guess, resuscitated. You know, I hope that's the right word to say, but
you came up for air, and now you've been up for air for quite some time.
Yeah.
And you are actually the thing I love so much about your story is not, you know, hey, I started this Recky business and, you know, come, let me help you. And, you know, let me help you find your purpose and feel more comfortable and confident in your everyday life and find joy and abundance. I love that. But what I truly love is that you're honest about where you were, to be that authentic about how depressed you were. And being a single mom is hard, especially, you know, two girls, and you want to show them, you know, how to be confident and how to carry on life and how to find beauty in everything. But when you didn't have that yourself, it's like, you know, you could have given up, you could have given in, you could have succumbed to your depression, but you didn't. You fought for it. And your story and your journey is that of a fighter. So I commend you. And with that, before we get into a couple other things and talk a little bit more about your business and such, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Excellence, experience, prompt service. This is what you get from Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Jones Labor Services. We have over 20 years experience. Good Helpers is there to make your life easier. With 20 years experience, we can take care of any heating or cooling situation. Let Good Helpers help you. Call 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome back, my all-in listeners, my A1 tribe. We are here with Radiance Thompson, and she is the key component to Reiki with Radiance in helping people just understand their empathic beliefs and skills and just kind of finding where people are right now and helping them through tough times, tough seasons, guidance, and really how to take their life to the next level. So Radiance, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you, Savannah.
I'm jealous because it's snowing here in Michigan and she's in beautiful California. So at least I get to feel like I'm going to put my sunglasses on and just talk to you so I can feel the rays. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you were so authentic and real and raw in the first half of the show about, you know, your battle with depression and finding confidence and finding how to feel better in everyday life and just the journey that you set out on, and how you found Reiki and how that changed your life, and how you turned that changing your life into a business, a purposeful life, and also helping other people understand their empathic gifts, because you believe everyone has that. So I want to give the listeners, you know, a couple of takeaways, and I'll, you know, let you maybe give them a little nugget of, you know, maybe one little exercise that they could do. And then I also would love for you to give the listeners a way that they can follow you, they can contact you. If they decide, hey, I am here in this season and I don't feel right about it and I need help, so that they can reach out to you if they would like your services.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where did you want me to begin?
Why don't we get your pen and papers ready, people. Why don't you go ahead and give them a way that they can stay connected with you. And then if you want to give them a little nugget, a little takeaway, that would be beautiful.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So I have a group and it's called Empowered Highly Sensitive and Empath Women Tribe. So that is on Facebook. So Empowered Highly Sensitive and Empath Women and WOMXN Tribe. And the women with an X is to include non-binary women as well. So you can definitely follow me there. Also, I'll be posting, well, I'll give it to you, Savannah, but I'll be posting my Calendly link. It's basically my scheduling link. So if you'd like to talk to me about your gifts, or if you'd like to talk to me about anxiety and depression and how Reiki can help you with that, or if you'd like to talk about how you can, you know, build some self-worth, build some self-confidence, really feel empowered about yourself with Reiki, I'll give you, I'll be giving Savannah my Calendly link so you can schedule some time to talk with me as well.
Yeah. And if you guys are looking for a way, you can always send a information request to allinwithsav@gmail.com. And myself or one of our team members will get back to you with all of Radiance or any of the other guest information. Now, Radiance, do you have any takeaways that you could give the listeners today?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we're brought here to this podcast because we're talking about being all in, right? So One of the things in 2020 that I feel like we all realized is that we have to be all in with ourselves first. You know, nothing externally will happen. Nothing that you're trying to accomplish will actually happen until you're 100% authentic and real with yourself. And knowing that, hey, if I have some things I have to work on them. If I have some things I'm trying to accomplish, okay, what do I need to work on in myself first to make that thing happen? Because I don't know about you, Savannah, but I feel like 2020 has been the year of real introspection, where we have to really look deep within ourselves and say, what do I need to do within me first? How can I be all in within myself first, so that way my external surroundings, the way I want to live my life, is actually a reflection of how I feel on the inside?
Yes, right? I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what we all need to do. And I really want everyone to understand, you know, I know that there's a lot of like, there can be a lot of fear around anything that, you know, Reiki healing, energy healing, woo-woo, you know, moon, stars, quasars, all of that, you know, I get it. I started off like that too. Like, what is this? What is stones? What is energy healing? What does that mean? And I just want you to understand, energy healing has been around for thousands of years. Okay. And there is actual research that supports this now. Nurses are being trained in Reiki and energy healing art forms now to help their patients now. That's how much the Western world is starting to catch up with woo-woo. And there's actually facts, there's research that supports that when you are depressed, when you have anxiety, when you have things that are pulling you down, it lowers your light from a biological standpoint in the form of biophotons. When you get energy healed, when you really take the time to work on your inner work, you get your light back in, once again, the form of biophotons. This is science. This is where science meets the woo-woo. So please don't think that I'm just talking without actual scientific facts that support what I'm saying. Okay. So I highly suggest, if there's someone that just feels like, hey, there's something not right, there's something not feeling right within me, I really want to change, I really want to up level, I really want to be my higher my higher self, and fulfill my higher purpose here on earth, reach out to me, click on the link so you can schedule your call with me today. And I guarantee you, I will not let you down.
Beautiful. I urge people, you know, I will keep you guys updated too, on the All In, with Savannah Murphy Facebook page, where a lot of the listeners go to just kind of stay up to date on my progress as we start our, sessions. And so that, you know, I can firsthand be real and raw with you guys on kind of what I'm feeling and what I'm working through, because I'm willing to try anything. That's the one thing I never want to be so stubborn or so set in my ways that I am so blinded by my disbeliefs that I can't try new things or be open to new experiences, because that's what life is all about. And that certainly is what All In is all about. So thank you, Radiance. I appreciate you, you know, being real and authentic and giving the listeners some way to really see something different, you know, something outside of the norm box that they could try. You know, you're not out anything but a conversation and to, even if it's a discovery session, I have people that, you know, come to be combative with me all the time about my knowledge base and all these different things. But I encourage that. And I encourage people to talk to you because you do have the facts, you know, you put your money where your mouth is. And I appreciate that. I have a couple, you know, questions left for you, on the time that we have today. And, I would love to ask you, you know, through everything that you've been through and now that you're going through, you know, with your business and your life and being a single mom and working through all of these different things. And now, you know, having a network and a sphere that's a lot larger. What do people get wrong about you?
It's a good question. I feel like people get wrong. Now, one of the biggest things, and I am just going to put this out there, I feel like people get wrong is that this is not witchcraft. And I say that, and I know it may not sit well with some people, but I need to say that because I do find that slightly offensive, but I also understand that it's coming from not having the knowledge of what this actually is. I am not a witch. I do know that there are people that practice witchcraft, and I'm not saying that's wrong or that's right. That's their life, and you know, I'm not here to judge them, but I am not a witch. I am not practicing witchcraft. What I do is something called energy healing. I am a Reiki master. I am an energy healer. And I help people get their light back by rediscovering the light that they already have. That is what I do. I do not cast spells. I do not do anything other than help you find yourself. That is all. So I hope that is clear.
Yeah. I had to big takeaway, people. She is not a witch. I do not have a witch on. I'll be looking for one for future episodes. and then, you know, secondly, with, you know, the last 5 years of your life going through so much discovery and so many different things that you've experienced and learned, what in your mind and your in vision, what are the next, you know, 2 to 5 years look like for you?
So 2 to 5 years, I definitely see myself doing this on a more, I guess the word would be bigger scale. I see myself teaching people how to do Reiki in the way that I do it, of course, because I feel like the foundation first has to be understanding yourself, healing yourself first, understanding your own triggers, understanding how to get yourself in alignment first, understanding how to do your own shadow work first, because you can't heal others until you heal yourself. So understanding those foundation first, and then building out yourself as a Reiki practitioner, going through the levels, understanding how to align the chakras, how to get people, get their energy, I guess you can say, in check. So that way you can move toward the level of, you know, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki 3, and eventually become that master, become that person that can not only help people with Reiki, but teach people with Reiki. Because, you know, I get a lot of inquiries like, oh, how can I learn Reiki? But if you haven't done the healing within yourself first, then how can you truly heal other people? You know, how are you going to be able to reel people back in and say, okay, this is really the issue here. This is really the issue. If you don't understand the issue within yourself first. So yes, that's what I see 2 to 5 years from now, really teaching Reiki to people and having people learn in the way that I feel it should be taught.
Beautiful, beautiful. And last question, but not least, is what does All In mean to you?
All In means to me putting it all on the game floor, putting it all on the floor. You know, I reference Kobe Bryant a lot because I feel like he always left his heart on the floor no matter what. And that 48 minutes, he put in his heart for 48 minutes. And I feel like no matter what, as long as you know you put your heart on the floor, as long as you know you gave it all you got, as long as you know that you didn't give 100%, and even if you failed, that's okay. But if you know that you put in your heart, that's all that matters. So all in to me means making sure each and every hour of your 24 hours is lived to its highest potential. And when you have that opportunity, when you are in the game, when you have that 48 minutes, that you play each minute like it's your last.
So beautifully said. Well, from my all-in family to yours, I wish you and your girls a very Merry Christmas and a great holiday season. And man, I think and I hope that 2021 is going to bring abundance and beautiful blessings and growth for you and for your family and for your purpose. Thank you so much, Radiance, for being all in with me.
Thank you so much for having me here, Savannah. I appreciate you and your time. And thank you so much for the listeners listening to me today.
Thank you so much. And we have been all in, and now we are all out.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.